The elusive work-life balance. Taming the beast of boundaries when working from home. The commitment to launch and build a business from home can develop into a two-edged sword. On one hand, it offers unparalleled flexibility and freedom. Conversely, it blurs the lines between our professional and personal lives, making work-life balance feel like a mythical creature constantly eluding our grasp. A 2022 study by the University of Chicago found that while remote work increased productivity, it also led to longer work hours and increased stress levels for many individuals. This isn't surprising when your office is just steps away from your bedroom, and the temptation to answer just one more email at 10 p.m. is ever present. The key to taming this beast is establishing clear boundaries, creating a dedicated workspace, and prioritizing breaks. But it's not as simple as drawing a line in the sand. It requires a conscious effort, a shift in mindset, and a willingness to experiment until you find what works best for you. The boundary breakdown, where we go wrong. One of the most common pitfalls is the lack of physical and mental boundaries. When your home becomes your office, it's easy to fall into the trap of always being on. You might find yourself answering emails during dinner, working late into the night, or even taking calls during family time. This constant connectivity can lead to burnout, resentment, and strained relationships. A study published in the Journal of Occupational Health Psychology found that employees who were constantly accessible outside of work hours experienced higher levels of emotional exhaustion and job dissatisfaction. This always-on culture can also negatively impact our mental and physical health. Dr. Sarah Evans, a leading researcher in workplace well-being, notes, "When we fail to disconnect from work, our brains don't get the necessary downtime to rest and recharge, leading to increased stress, anxiety, and even sleep disturbances." Another common mistake is neglecting to create a dedicated workspace. Working from the couch or the kitchen table might seem convenient, but it can be detrimental to your productivity and focus. Without a designated work area, it's difficult to mentally switch between work mode and home mode, leading to distractions and a sense of being constantly half-on in both spheres. Building a fortress of focus, dedicated workspace, and sacred rituals. Creating a dedicated workspace is crucial for establishing a physical and psychological boundary between your professional and personal life. This doesn't necessarily mean you need a separate room. Even a corner of your living room or bedroom can be transformed into a productive workspace with a few strategic adjustments. Think about the elements that contribute to your focus and productivity. Is it natural light, a comfortable chair, or a minimalist aesthetic? Personalize your space to create an environment that inspires you to work. As James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, suggests, make the cues of your good habits obvious and the cues of your bad habits invisible. If you tend to get distracted by your phone, keep it in a drawer while you work. If clutter overwhelms you, opt for a minimalist setup. Beyond the physical space, establishing rituals can be equally powerful in signaling to your brain that it's time to work. This could be as simple as making a cup of coffee, reviewing your to-do list, or listening to a specific playlist. These rituals act as mental cues, helping you transition into work mode and leave the distractions of home life behind. The power of pause, prioritizing breaks, and me time. In our productivity-obsessed culture, taking breaks often feels like a guilty pleasure. However, research shows that regular breaks are essential for maintaining focus, preventing burnout, and boosting creativity. A study by the University of Illinois found that brief diversions from a task can dramatically improve one's ability to focus on that task for prolonged periods. Instead of powering through your workday, schedule short breaks throughout the day. Step away from your computer, stretch, go for a walk, or engage in a non-work-related activity. These short breaks allow your mind to rest and recharge, leading to increased productivity and improved well-being. Beyond short breaks, prioritize me time, activities that bring you joy and help you disconnect from work. This could be anything from reading a book, listening to music, spending time in nature, or pursuing a hobby. Making time for yourself is not selfish. It's an investment in your overall well-being and your ability to show up fully in both your work and personal life. Finding your balance, a personalized approach. Ultimately, work-life balance is not a one-size-fits-all solution. What works for one person may not work for another. The key is to experiment, find what works best for you, and be willing to adjust as your needs and circumstances change. One remote worker, Maria, shared her experience. "I used to struggle with setting boundaries and often worked late into the night. But then I started scheduling closing time rituals, like shutting down my computer and going for a walk. It helped me mentally disconnect from work and transition into my evening." Another remote worker, John, found that creating a no-work zone in his home was crucial for his work-life balance. "I designated my bedroom as a strictly no-work zone. This helps me relax and unwind in the evenings and ensures that I'm not tempted to check emails in bed." These personal stories highlight the importance of finding strategies that resonate with your individual needs and preferences. It's about creating a sustainable work-life integration that allows you to thrive both professionally and personally. The journey to equilibrium. Maintaining work-life balance while working from home is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It requires conscious effort, self-awareness, and a willingness to adapt. By setting clear boundaries, creating a dedicated workspace, and prioritizing breaks, you can tame the beast of blurred lines and achieve a sense of equilibrium in your life. Remember, it's not about achieving perfect balance, but about finding a sustainable rhythm that allows you to thrive in all aspects of your life.